Hello, what's up, this is David. You are listening to WGLZ. We are college radio and we are passionate vocal. Today is a special day because the topic of discussion is academic affairs. We'll be discussing about academic related questions that relates to our campus and other college campuses nationwide. I have a special guest today. She has worked here on campus since 1995 as an admissions counselor. Over the years, she's worked several positions such as a transfer coordinator, supervisor of admissions, associate director of admissions, and also associate registrar. She currently works here at West Loeb as an associate registrar here with my special guest, Stephanie North. Stephanie, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. So how does it feel being being administration? So what's it like?
So it's good. My favorite part of, working in this side is working with the students. That's my favorite part. So, as I worked up my way up the ladder, I want to make sure that I'm still able to work with the students. So I enjoy that part, getting around on campus, staying involved, being able to attend all the, different events that are on campus.
That sounds really cool. Like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So for question wise, how do you feel about artificial intelligence within education systems and technology being more involved with administrative and also educational side as well?
Yeah. So, on my side, as the role as the registrar, I don't see that part of it. I think that would be more in the classroom side. But, I know more and more talk is of that, with the students and their academics. So just making sure that everybody's, on the up and up and doing things properly on my end and, policy and procedure and making sure that everything is, fair to the students.
Yeah, I feel so. How do you feel that technology helps you in the admissions office and doing things?
Yes. In our office and enrollment services, because we do, touch base with admissions, financial aid, and registrar. We all work very closely in enrollment services. So on our side on technology, I think it's really helped us and the students because, it makes things automated, just like with registration when you're registering for classes. When I had first started here at West Liberty, we had to manually put everything in. And now you as a student are able to search courses yourself. You're able to see up to the minute how many seats are available. You're able to waitlist a course if it's full. And then if a seat opens, get the seat automatically. And then you're able to, with your degree audit and degree works, to see exactly where you're at and your degree. And it tells you how much percentage is finished and everything. So back then, the old paper and pencil when we're doing it on that. So I think that, it's come a long way and it helps the administration and the staff and the students tremendously.
Definitely. Definitely. For academic wise stuff, it helps out the students and that with academic research and stuff and also avoid plagiarism and everything.
Correct. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And also to help them sort out their classes and stuff and that with enrollment and everything.
Right. And then, you're able to look and you kind of know what's going to be offered for the following semesters to be able to plan out and see what you're going to need.
Yeah, they'll be able to see things ahead of time, stuff, and then the
yes, field, yeah. Right. And make sure that you're planning for your sticking to your 4-year plan.
So how do you feel technology will be in the next 5 years?
It's amazing. I think it's growing by leaps and bounds, just the things that happen, within a year. So I can't even imagine what we're going to see in the next 5 years, just the way of, how I'll be anxious to see what happens. So, but I think, like I said, things happen just in a year span. I can't even imagine in five.
I think things will get a lot more advanced stuff, more in the artistic side and stuff with.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'll be anxious to see what things happen.
For educational stuff, educational classes, the gen ed ones and stuff, mm-hmm. I feel that's going to be not so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And with us, I'm not sure because, we are a liberal arts university. So, that's the kind of the backbone that we do with the general studies core. And that's what it's meant to be, is meant to prepare the student and make them be able to be critical thinkers and, just use all those resources when you're using whatever major you intend to.
Yeah, definitely. For, mm-hmm. And for that involvement, I think for critical thinking and actually processing things and I plan things out and stuff with assignments and everything. I think technology is going to be doing that in the next 5 years a whole lot better.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. To be able to prepare the students.
For technology wise, how you feel it's going to do well, wise, and that for students, how they're going to respond to it.
Students nowadays, you know, they pick up on things so easily and are so intuitive and, you know, want to use those to, you know, make their lives or whatever they're working on simpler. And, you know, even, you know, little children, you know, they're able to, you know, my little great nephew, he can take the phone and just swipe and get on and do things. It's unbelievable. You know, even at that young age, what they're able to learn.
Yeah, definitely. For kids in like about, let me see, like 6 or 7, mm-hmm. usually they're learning like coding like right away.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And what, you know, I know what kids are, you know, when they go into kindergarten, I mean, it's just like what they're expected to know. But even by the time when they got to kindergarten, when I was in school, you learned all of that in kindergarten. But now, you know, nowadays you really need to know everything before you get there. And it's just so much, you know, way more advanced what they're doing. It's great, all the opportunities that they're, you know, being available to them.
Definitely. And also for like middle school and high school and stuff, it's getting more advanced in there as well. Mm-hmm. That is educational systems. And they're learning things like for coding stuff, learning how to do website design and mm-hmm. everything. And also do podcasting and all.
Oh, yes. Yes. You know, and for them, I think that helps them too. Then when they are going, you know, to college and they're going on to whatever they're going to do, it kind of helps them, you know, see what they want to do, you know, and everything with, you know, the different gaming and, you know, the different, you know, opportunities that are available out there for students.
There's definitely going to be more opportunities out there for students stuff, not just college well, but also for high school, middle school.
Correct. Yes. And, you know, different things for them, things that they don't even realize that they could go to school for or learn.
Yeah. I think it's going to be very interesting stuff, how things are going to turn out and, you know, like in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff
with students. Yeah. So like I said, you know, you've looked in the past, I looked since I've been here, you know, in my time since 95, you know, how things have progressed in this, you know, I mean, I know it's been, what, 28 years, but you know, it's amazing how far we've come in that time frame.
But yeah, but we will be coming back after the break and stuff. We'll be continuing with discussion with here is Stephanie North and also asking more academical questions. We'll be seeing you guys here back in 5 minutes. Are you searching for the best music?
3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
Tune into the best radio station at West Liberty with an astonishing playlist by your favorite artist that will blow your mind. Listen to the best station.
91.5 FM, WGLZ.
We are college radio and we're passionately vocal. Hello, West Liberty. We are back in that. You are listening to WGLZ. This is David. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. I'm back here with my guest, Stephanie North. So, Stephanie, how do you feel about college growing with students and stuff and the campus as a whole?
Yeah. So, you know, we have, you know, with the pandemic, you know, we had some when we weren't here, when everybody went home. I never thought that would happen, working from home and everything. So, you know, I think with that, a lot of students didn't come back. But now we're starting to see an upswing and, you know, increasing our enrollment again and getting things back to, you know, the way we were before the pandemic.
Yeah, for the pandemic and stuff, speaking of that, there was no too much to do and stuff. And you mostly just, like you said, work at home and stuff. And it's mostly, there was involvement and stuff, but it's just mostly doing things remotely.
Right. And so that was, you know, it's nice, you know, to see that we're getting back to the things and students are getting, you know, be able to go back to how things were before that. So, you know, that was, you know, a trying time, I think, for everyone. And especially here, you know, since we had to navigate through that and not knowing, you know, what to do. And like I said, when students went home, I don't think you were in school here then, but, you know, when students went home for spring break and then we thought it was only going to be a week and then it was 2 weeks and then it was the end of the semester. So that was, you know, very challenging. And then trying to get the students who were coming in for the fall to get them acclimated and everything.
Yeah, I think for after what happened with COVID and stuff, and with technology being involved more and stuff, I think it like did a very impactful and stuff, and it got people more involved technology wise.
Right. You know, and that's one of the things with technology, you know, so, you know, learning how to Zoom and do all these meetings remotely and, you know, doing all that and trying to come up to ways to reach out to students virtually. We were doing, like you said, different podcasts and different Zoom meetings and different things like that, just trying to get those out for students to see that we were still here, that West Liberty was still moving forward and offering, you know, educational opportunities for students.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely changed everything a lot and stuff. And more people, more academic wise, and that with the academic advisors being more involved with the students through Zoom meetings, stuff like that. But I feel the in-person is more preferred better.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So, you know, that's myself anyway. I don't mind a Zoom meeting every once in a while, but, you know, I just think it, you know, just sometimes when you're in person, it just opens up for more dialogue and discussion. And, you know, now if you have to do a Zoom for certain things or, you know, different meetings, that makes it nice. And so you don't have to travel. That makes it nice.
Right.
But I think, you know, for on-campus things, it is nice to be able to get together and speak to one another and have the open lines of communication.
Okay, so do you feel our campus needs to be up to date and stuff with its software and stuff, and that so it don't prevents like people getting through like our cyber and everything?
Oh, yes, right. You know, and I think this with our IT department and what they've done, you know, with this two-step verification and the different things, I know I get frustrated sometimes when I have to log into my different systems and I have to verify through my phone or, you know, do that, you know, you're like, oh, I have to do this. But I think it's great because, you know, it doesn't, you know, you look at what can happen if you're not doing those things, and we don't want to, you know, jeopardize our students or their information.
The reason why I asked that is because that most campuses, like the like big ones like Ohio State, West Virginia, that most of those ones are less vulnerable and stuff than that. And but like campuses like this stuff, that's why I was like concerned.
Yes. No, I think with our IT, they're very up on it. And, you know, the phishing scams and the different emails. And through IT, they do, we have like a contest. So they said, if you get any of these phishing emails, to send them to them, you know, to verify. If you think something looks suspicious, to reach out to them to review before you respond, because sometimes they can be pretty convincing. And, you know, with us, we want to make sure that we're responding to things, but we want to make sure they're legitimate. And so, you know, I've had to reach out to IT before when I've received an email and I'm like, yeah, you know what, I'm leery about this, and I send it to them and they're like, yeah, you know, this is a scam or whatever. So I think that makes it nice that they're very approachable and we can send that to them for review.
Yeah, for the IT department and stuff, I like the way they got the setup for the email and everything. For like when it comes to spam, they literally respond to it like really fast.
Yes, they do. They do. And that makes it nice because then, you know, if you do have a question about something, then you know that they're reviewing it right away and know whether to respond or not.
Definitely. I think for the IT departments, they're very impactful with this campus and actually preventing things like that happening and being protective.
Yes, they are. They're very proactive.
But how do you feel like how students are responding to that change with tech, going back to technology stuff? How do you feel they're responding to that?
I think, you know, they're fine, you know, with it. You know, I think they just kind of roll with the motions and get involved and know what they're supposed to do, you know, on the technology side. And, you know, I think they pick it up easily.
Yeah. For mostly like my classes and stuff, for example, for technology stuff, now I'm, like you said, not easy to respond to it really very well and easy to adapt to it.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, like I said, just kind of roll with it and whatever, you know, you need to do, you take care of it.
Yeah. For classes, like there are sometimes I get a little concerning and stuff, but it turns out for the better and stuff. It turns out really
well. Yes. And that's what I like. Like I said, you know, if you do have a question or something, whether it's legitimate, you know, you can reach out to them and verify whether it is or not.
But yeah, so I think this was actually a really good interview. I'm glad to have you here.
Yes, thank you for having me. It was a nice opportunity, and I always enjoy, like I said, anytime I can get out and meet with students and see what they're doing in their classes, I always enjoy that.
Yeah, I think this was a really good interview, and discussing stuff, how technology has been involved with students and stuff in education system, and also administrative as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, students know if they ever have any questions or anything, they can always stop and see us in Shaw Hall in the Enrollment Service Center.
Well, this is the end of the interview, and we'll see your audience next time and stuff on WGLZ. We are college radio. We are passionately educated.